This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
To the alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media. It is Saturday, March 4th, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got a lot of news and information that I want to share in the first hour. Second hour, we're going to be taking phone calls, so everyone bear with me till we get into the second hour. I've just got several things that I want to share in the first one. And in third hour, Patrick Slattery will be coming on, and he's going to be continuing his interview with Andrew Joyce, the Jewish takeover of academia. So you definitely want to stay tuned in for that as well. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And, well, like every week, it's almost, where do you start? The Russian-created media hysteria. We're going to be getting shortly to the revelations today by Donald Trump. That will be the second story coming up here shortly. But to lead us off, those of you that's listened to this broadcast for a long time will remember a couple of years ago. It's hard to believe that it's been that long ago, because actually I was doing the Saturday morning on RBN when this story broke. And you know, I've read several different news outlets' coverage of the story. NationalVanguard.org has the very best story on this. I have I've posted it on my website, thealternativemedia.com, and we've got a video we will play here shortly as well. So here we go. To go back into memory, Jose Torres and Kayla Norton were part of a group displaying the flags on their vehicles when their caravan drove by a black family's outdoor birthday party. Now, I know everyone listening to this on RBN has probably heard some coverage of this week, hopefully. Evidently greatly annoying the blacks, even though a shouting match ensued, the allegations that the whites engaged in terrorism is preposterous. The extreme anti-white bias of the apparently white judge and prosecutor in this case should be cause for alarm. Now, that is the beginning of the story by Chris Rossetti. In July of 2015, a group called Respect the Flag gathered on the public streets in Douglas County, Georgia. Their U.S. and Confederate flag festooned vehicles circled through many neighborhoods as they drove around with flags, selling them to people to raise money to donate flags to people who can't afford them, according to the spokesperson for the group. This was the first story that I ever read that went that deep into what they were actually into. And if you look at the videos, which now I've looked at many, you know, it's not just the Confederate flag. They've got all kinds of flags on these vehicles. But in one of those neighborhoods, a group of blacks taking part in an outdoor birthday party took severe exception when the caravans display passed by, shouting angry epithets and empty threats and getting some in return. The blacks called police, who tried to separate the two groups. One participant, Levi Bush, said the rowdy blacks were swarming the Respect the Flag vehicles, throwing rocks and threatening the whites with weapons. Now, this story, which is linked on my website, has a video, and I urge you to look at it. Hardly a case of terrorism on either side, just one relatively minor unpleasantness among many major and minor unpleasant events that caused by forcing people to live in a multicultural society. But now in the Jewish-dominated and increasingly anti-white New South, though, the conflict was used to advance the political career of Douglas County Assistant District Attorney David Imadi, hopefully I'm pronouncing it right, who called the Flag Group a criminal street gang and charged the group's members with multiple felonies and caused and accused them of participating in criminal gang activity for driving their flags displayed. The Respect the Flag members were charged with making terrorist threats against the partygoers. Terrorist threats against the partygoers. Now, this story, unlike every other one I've ever seen, actually has pictures of the prosecutor and the judge. And in fact, I think it's the very first story, and I've read many CNN stories on my website as well, that actually names their names. The young white couple, Kayla Ray Norton, 25, and Josie Torres, 26, cried in court as they were sentenced to a total of 28 years in prison for committing the hate crime of racial terrorism, for driving past the party and shouting back at the enraged and out of control blacks. No blacks were charged. Now, I've got a little bit, it's only about 60 seconds of video, and I want you to hear, we're going to play the video here in just a second. I want you to listen to this video. All of the audio that you're pretty much going to hear is the blacks that called the police. If we can, let's play that now.
We're trying to come to a birthday party. This is a child's birthday party.
Go over there. They ride away, we ride away.
Hey, look at this shit. We'll see y'all again. We'll see y'all again. We're gonna see y'all again. We're gonna see y'all again. Alright. Bet you won't do shit. Bet you won't do shit. He's the one had to go. He's the one had to go.
Now that, what you heard right there, you can cut it right there if you want to. And what you heard right there was the gentle and calm black partygoers. You can see that they come completely unhinged at the sight of a Confederate flag. There was no assaults. There was no weapons fired. And they were the ones that called the police. Now, in an effort to obtain leniency from the court, Norton expressed regret for her actions that day. She also was publicly forgiven in the courtroom by one of the party's attendees. That did not deter Superior Court Judge William McLean from imposing a vengeful and unjustified sentence, which reads like something handed down by an anti-white system judge in the Turner Diaries. Torres will serve a sentence. He was sentenced to 20 years with a minimum of 13 years in prison. He's in prison right now, people. And Norton was given 15 years with a minimum of 6 years in prison. Upon their release, the two have been barred forever from their home and families in Douglas County. The couple have three children together who will now be deprived of their mother and their father. Torres was described by family and friends in court as a devoted father, a hard-working plumber, and a dedicated volunteer football coach for local children. No criminal record. Riding around displaying flags and accosted by a bunch of blacks who called the police. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't return slurs. They did. They did pull a gun because they were completely surrounded by what you just heard. Unhinged blacks coming completely ungripped over the situation because they saw the Confederate flag. You know, if you remember back, if you look at the archives, 2 years ago I told you the day is coming where riding around with a Confederate flag tag on the front of your truck will be considered a hate crime. We're knocking on the door, friends. Just listen to this story. None of this swayed the anti-white judge, determined to prove his devotion to the Jewish-dominated system that misrules our nation. Proving his political motivation, Judge McClain, M-C-C-L-A-I-N, a Republican, strongly emphasized to the defendants during sentencing the totally irrelevant fact that their caravan occurred less than a month after the shooting of 9 blacks by Dylan Roof, who had no connection whatsoever to anyone in this case. That's totally irrelevant in the eyes of the law. For him to even bring that up shows his complete bias, his complete bias in this. The couple were adjudged guilty of violating tough street gang terrorism laws. Now keep that in mind, because we're going to come back to that. Street gang terrorism laws, that's what they were guilty of. Supported largely by conservative law and order whites, but which now, of course, are being used by the system against white people. Two other defendants, Thomas Charles Summers and Lacey Paul Henderson II, fearing the anti-white witch hunt that has, in fact, ensued, had pled guilty earlier to making the terrorist threats and received 4- and 2-year sentences, respectively. Now, Judge McClain, continuing his anti-white tirade, said Torres and Norton would have to answer for their behavior with long prison sentences. He also denounced the sensible decision of the Douglas Police Department not to arrest any of the Respect the Flag group that day. See, none were arrested that day. You won't find that out from reading the CNN story. He called their refusal to arrest white Americans engaging in the exercise of their First Amendment rights inexplicable and in a very bad mistake. How dare you not arrest these white people using their First Amendment right and flying any type of flag that blacks and Jews don't like. So you can go to the story now. Douglas County District Attorney Brian Fortner said in a statement he supported the harsh sentences. Now look at this. Black Lives Matter can hold AR-15s and march down in front of a police department or sheriff's department. We've seen the video. I played it, I believe. I know I've seen it. We all talked about it. It happened in Texas. They can go in front of a law enforcement agency, armed, and they can stand outside and they can chant, "What do we want, dead cops? When do we want them? Now!" That's not terrorism. George Soros can fund and cause riots, prevent and upset Trump rallies, bust black terrorists across state lines, and it's all okay. No problem whatsoever. White people are moving into an area of having absolutely no rights whatsoever. And I'm not advocating violence here. I'm not advocating violence. What I'm doing is predicting the future. I'm not advocating violence, I'm predicting the future. But if this type of ridiculous absurdity by judges and prosecutors continue, you will see backlash from it. And so be it. Because the white race cannot stand by and let decent white people be railroaded into jail. And I'm not going to completely condone, I don't know everything that happened. But I know they didn't deserve those type of prison sentences. My God. I know people that's done heinous, harmful crimes and not get anything like these sentences. These have mandatory minimums on them. The judge put mandatory minimums on these sentences. So we are entering into, I know a lot of people don't like the racial aspect, and I wish it wasn't that way. Hey, I wish we could all sing Kumbaya. But we can't. Multiculturalism is a failure. It does not work. The Jews know it. That's why they use it to our own demise. I mean, my God, just look at the videos from Paris. Look at what's happening in Germany. In fact, sellout trader Merkel is going to be bringing her sorry ass over here to the United States to talk to Trump. I would really like to hear that conversation. I hope he grabs her up by her shirt, slams her into the wall, and tells her, "Hey, you know, I might just conquer Germany and liberate the people before you totally destroy it." if we continue down these roads, and we are, we all know we are, why would we not? There's not enough resistance. So there will ultimately, as this continues, and I think it will, we will see backlash at some level sooner or later. It just will happen. And then ban them once they're released in 2030 or something like that. The gentleman, anyway, banned from the county. This was such a despicable criminal activity that he needs to be banned from the county. I think F. Glenn Miller is the only other person. He was banned from the entire South. But the hypocrisy. Do you think, the Terrible Ugly Four or the Terrible Four? They were terribly ugly. I can't remember. The Chicago Ugly Four that tortured the mentally challenged young white man. Remember that? Do you think, even though they've charged him with hate crimes, I will be very surprised if we see any kind of sentences like this right here. Very, very, very surprised. And the fact that, these thugs and hooligans that, just like the guy that slugged Richard Spencer, all of this different activity, the burning of Berkeley, I mean, all these riots like what we saw in Charlotte, they don't give out prison sentences like this. We are in, as far as I know, I mean, when we go to phones next hour, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know of, I know in other countries, but in America, this is uncharted territory. I mean, this is a new adventure in the criminal justice system destroying white lives just because they can. The anti-white bias that we see in television, which is rampant. I mean, rampant. I don't watch a lot of television unless it's older TV shows and things. I can do without the filth, you know. I can do without all the homosexuality. I can do about with the talentlessness and the same old stories over and over. I mean, TV is the detriment of this society, and for darn sure, the younger generations. Now that children are pacified constantly by a smartphone is going to play another role into their demise as well. Also, I wanted to make mention Tuesday night Trump's speech. I watched NBC News with Lester Holt, and they told us everything that was going to be in the speech, and there wasn't a darn bit of it in the speech. You know, if you didn't watch the speech and all you watched was the world news, you would think that he was going to give amnesty to the dreamers. That's what Lester Holt. These liars. I mean, these just habitual, constant liars. He gave a whole false presentation of what was going to be in the speech. And like he knew, too. Like, it would be convincing. Oh, that's what's been speech. If you didn't know better. What a bunch of liars. We come back. We're going to talk about Obama's mid. Obama bugged Trump. Here, stay with me. Back in a moment.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
In the studio, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Yeah, that story from nationalvanguard.org is on my site. Or go to nationalvanguard.org and check it out. They are really doing a great job with the news. I found more information about that story really than anywhere else. Daily Stormer done a good job, too. But and I got an email. It's the hateful. It was the hateful four in Chicago. I called them the terrible, ugly four or whatever, but they were terribly ugly. But it will be interesting to see if we ever know. You know, who knows if we'll – I mean, people living in that area may, but I doubt very seriously if it'll get much national attention when they get them in court, a year or two from now. I mean, it took almost 2 years, I guess a year and a half or better, to get the railroad on this white couple sentenced to 28 years in prison. And actually, before I move on, I wanted to say they're using laws that they put in place for, like, gangs, street gangs, you know, whatever their nationality, doesn't matter, but gangs. But now, when these gangs of Black Lives Matter show up, well, it doesn't pertain to them now, does it? I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. But I wanted to make mention too, while I was talking about Trump's speech Tuesday night, I thought he'd done a really good job, and I thought it was really interesting to see those cucked out Democrats all dressed in white sitting on their hands. They even wouldn't applaud when he was talking about creating jobs and stuff like that. I mean, it's just amazing. And I think that Trump really needs to just come out, hold a press conference, and take the Jews on straight on and expose to the country the stranglehold the nation wreckers have on this country, and then let the chips fall. Take them straight on. He's not going to be able to work with them. You've seen what they did to General Flynn. They're trying to do it to Jeff Sessions right now with this ridiculous stupidity over this Russian hysteria. I mean, my God, this, even a child could see through this absurdity. And yet, the mainstream media, which has just crippled itself, I believe. I mean, people that I thought would never really see through some of this are seeing through the lies, the litany of lies of the mainstream media. I mean, they just can't help themselves. I think they can't help themselves from continuing down this road. And, you know, it's, you can look at it several different ways. It's sad in a way, you know. I mean, look what Donald Trump's got to deal with constantly. But then at the same time, you know, maybe it's good in a way, because I think it is helping people that have stayed caught in the left-right paradigm, refused to believe that there was any kind of a concerted conspiracy working behind the scenes. They're just being exposed to so many lies that they can't help but realize that something else is afoot here. So in that respect, you know, maybe this continuation works in our favor. It's going to continue this way. I mean, they're not going to have it any other way. But the saddest part is these sellout traitor Republicans are willing to eat their own rather than get behind and support Donald Trump. Look at John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and there's many, many more. They're just the two vilest pieces of trash in the Republican Party. And, I mean, and that's not an easy honor to get, really. The most vilest, despicable, sorry, pieces of trash, waste of a breath in the Republican Party. Or, you know, I can go even further than that, but we can just leave it at that. It's probably enough. But John McCain and Lindsey Graham. Well, this story broke today, and I thought, what will be next? Way beyond Watergate, Obama bugged Trump Tower. Now, do you think Sunday morning, Cuck Todd on Meet the Press is going to be talking about what a dirty deal that was for Obama to be doing that? You know, at some point, probably where Trump really missed it was when he agreed not to prosecute Hillary. He should have never took that off the table. And now they've got, and I'm going to get to the story and go into it a little more in depth here shortly, but they've got Jeff Sessions recusing himself from the investigation of the non-existent story of collaboration with the Russians. I mean, it's almost like it's just some soap opera that they can't make stop. I don't know, but Natural News done a great job on this story. Way beyond Watergate, Obama bugged Trump Tower. Mike Adams. The latest bombshell out of the new administration in Washington, D.C. reveals that former President Barack Obama bugged Trump Tower during the election campaign to spy on Donald Trump and his staff. The action now confirmed by President Trump, who obviously has access to all the intelligence briefings. All right, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Listen to the Alternative Media with Beard. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2. Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, and I'm running down this story way beyond Watergate. Obama bugged Trump Tower. The action now confirmed by President Trump, who obviously has access to all the intelligence briefings, is the latest explosive revelation in a long list of damning findings about Obama, Clinton, and the DNC. Among those findings is the shocking revelation that CNN rigged the presidential debates in favor of Clinton by arranging for Clinton to receive the debate questions in advance. Now, though, not only is Obama caught wiretapping Trump's tower during the election, he's also running a shadow government that exploits his remaining appointees throughout the federal bureaucracy to wage a criminal campaign of illegal leaks and deep state sabotage attempts against the sitting president. Part of that shadow government operation also targets Trump supporters in the media. Natural News was recently targeted for an attempted takedown that failed. In essence, Barack Obama is engaged in clear acts of sedition and is attempting to overthrow the legitimate government of the United States. The only way Trump is going to be able to stop this is to start making arrests, I agree with that, across the so-called deep state and start charging these traitors with sedition or treason as appropriate. Now, I agree. I think the time is now. I think if Trump came out, he could rally the people behind him. That's who he's got behind him. He don't have the Republicrats. He don't have the Democrats. He surely don't have the Jewish-controlled media. He don't have all these sellouts and celebrities. He's got the people. And I think the people would rally behind him because we're sick of it. It's really now or never. Because if they continue to erode and dismantle his presidency, if they impeach him or kill him, and we get Pence, well, we're never going to have this situation come about again. The jig will be just like, might as well just had the shell. You know, I'm all for it. Early this morning, Trump tweeted out his astonishment in discovering that former President Obama had bugged Trump Tower. And this is what Trump said. Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. The bugging of Trump Tower by a sitting president is far worse than anything Richard Nixon did in Watergate, by the way. This is a clear abuse of power by Obama in an effort to sabotage the Trump campaign and ensure a Clinton victory so that Obama's own policies could continue. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during this very sacred election process? Trump said. This latest revelation underscores yet again how devious and criminal former President Obama really is. That should be no surprise to this audience. Leaving the White House is sleeper cell Barack Hussein Obama, an enemy of liberty, a serial liar, and someone who meticulously followed a Soviet-style plan of subversion to systematically destroy America. Let's hope Trump initiates criminal investigations into at least some of the anti-American hucksters and mafia bosses who ran his regime. Lois Lerner, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, etc. Over the last 8 years, Obama has systematically assaulted America's economy, culture, liberties, and international reputation. He has deliberately aided America's enemies while stiffing allies in the Middle East. This is Mike Adams. His political decisions, both domestic and international, have been designed from the start to weaken and disrupt the United States of America while empowering America's enemies. It's time to issue arrest warrants for Obama's gang of traitors who violate the law. Wouldn't that really be interesting? I mean, if Trump really did do that, wouldn't that be interesting? I mean, I wonder, I bet the media would go, we think we've seen them in meltdown mode, but if they had the goods and really arrested Obama, I bet the media would go into a frenzy meltdown that would just, it would be unbelievable to see. I would love to watch it. Today, in light of these latest bombshell revelations about Obama bugging Trump Tower, arrest warrants need to be issued for Lynch, Holder, Lerner, and Obama himself. These people are criminal traitors to America. They have each engaged in criminal actions as part of an effort to rig the elections, destroy the Bill of Rights, and silence political opposition through the abuse of power. That's where we're at today. This is the divided America. It's not going to come together. I don't expect it to come together. It can't come together. There is no come together. We need the American people to wake up to the fact that we are in a revolution. And we can't make peace with our opposition because they can't make peace. There is no peace with these liberal-loving, multicultural, homosexual-loving, depraved degenerates. There is no peace with them. They're out to destroy us. They're working feverishly to do so. They had the death nail in their hand and the hammer reared back when Trump came along. And now we've seen since Trump was elected how all the Jews in the media and the liberals and the homosexuals and all the rest have acted and reacted. And this is just the latest. Now, could you imagine if this was in any way reversed. And you had Obama claiming 8 years ago that George W. Bush was bugging his house, wherever it was at, in Chicago or whatever. They would be calling for the special prosecutor. Absolutely, yeah. It would be special prosecutor time for sure. Now, you know, again this week, because in the confirmation hearings, Jeff Sessions told Al Frankenstein, I'm sure Stein used to be on the end of his name, I just know it. It could be Wise or something. I'm sure it was Stein. That he had only met with the Russian diplomat a couple of times or whatever, and then it come out when he was as a senator, he had met with him before. This is all common. This is what they do. I mean, they've dug up the pictures now where you see Chuck Schumer and all the rest eating Krispy Kreme donuts with Putin. It's no big deal unless the media makes it a big deal. And they're out to crucify Trump. They're out to erode and delegitimize his presidency. Now, this is from CNN. Capitol Hill has been dominated Thursday by a disagreement over what, if any, steps Attorney General Jeff Sessions should take after it surfaced that he spoke with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during last year's campaign. Like, that is some kind of big freaking news. Sessions, a top surrogate at the time for Donald Trump, did not disclose the private meetings in his confirmation hearings in January when he was speaking to a question by Al Frankenstein. Many Democrats are calling for Sessions to outright resign. Yeah, you know what's funny? They had him on TV. And, you know, I'm sure this is just all happenstance. But they had Blumenthal, Schiff, Schumer, and Al Frankenstein all on complaining and about Jeff Sessions and what a... And I think Waters, she called all of it Trump's cabinet a bunch of scumbags. Yeah, she's a real delight to have in her Congress, isn't she? Here is a list of who called for what. Democrats calling for Sessions to recuse himself: Feinstein, Schiff, Leahy, Manchin, Biden, Casey, White House, Baldwin, King, Tim Kaine, of course. Republicans calling for him to recuse himself: Lindsey Graham, of course, Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, Raul Labrador, I guess these are Mexican. Rob Portman. These are Republicans. I mean, we're stuck with these sellout traitor Republicans too. We need to remember all these. We need to remember the ones that was calling for him to outright resign over this. You know, it's such a big deal. Ted Lieu, Elliot Engel, Jeff Merkley, Claire McCaskill, Eric Swalwell. Some of these I've never heard of. And Kristen Gillibrand. I mean, the circling of the sharks to try to undermine all of his appointees. And he's only been in office, what, maybe 5-6 weeks, if that? And this is the way they plan for this to continue. Trump is going to have to pull up the handbrake, and he's going to have he. You can have the velvet glove, but he needs to have some brass knuckles underneath it. He's going to have to smack these Jews and liberals and cucks down. No matter what, I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, or whatever. He's going to have to take them head on, or he's not going to get jack done. It's going to stay this way till they slowly erode his complete presidency, I'm afraid. That's my opinion. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. And the mainstream media, all of them, I mean, like I've said before, and I'll say it again tonight, I watched the World News with Lester Holt, which has got to be the worst. I mean, I don't know. You tell me, but nothing but lies, nothing but innuendo, nothing but unsubstantiated allegations constantly. This isn't reporting. this is a rumor mill. It's a soap opera. It's a joke. The media is a complete joke. And I couldn't be happier for it, because I'm preaching to a choir that's seen through this for years. Some of you, decades, you know. But our obstacle to getting anything done is the fact that we're living in a society, many of which can't see through it, won't see through it, don't want to see through it, wouldn't see through it if you grabbed them up by the scruff of the neck and shoved their face right into it. We know all these facts. But it's that TV. They watch that TV. They believe that TV. It's been their babysitter when they were a child. It's been their friend when they was an adolescent. It's been everything to a lot of people in so many ways. It's been their companion. It's been their pastime. I mean, you know, you see the statistics where some people just watch so much TV. It's unbelievable. But when they start on their own, you know, maybe they've got a friend like you that points out things, but they can't quite get it going, don't want to. But when they see the TV plainly telling them lies, that they know is ridiculous, like this whole Russia hysteria. They know the Trump rallies had thousands and thousands of people out at them. White people, I might add. Of course, Trump has never acknowledged and thanked the white voter. You can thank the black voter. You can thank the Mexican voter. You can thank the homosexual voter. You can thank any kind of voter. Muslim voters, for God's sake. But better not thank that white vote. We can't let the whites think that they're a group. They might try to organize. They may want to have a white lawyers association or a white dry cleaners association, or for God's sake, have some scholarships just for white people. Or maybe the white people would all wise up and see that affirmative action is reverse discrimination, and how ridiculous and absurd it is that we have race-based scholarships and college admittance. We can't mention the white race and possibly get them to thinking that, well, what? We're the white race is a, we're a race? We could have pride in our heritage or our history? We could work toward the advancement of our culture and our future for our children? No, because you don't have the freedom of association. If you were to do that, if you were to try to organize, well, that you would be discriminating. Of course, all the rest can have a black caucus, or they can have anything they want. You know, I read one time on this broadcast, and it was long. Black Nursing Association, Black Chiropractor Association. There's every single one, every kind. More power to them. But we don't have that same right. We don't have the freedom of association. And we damn sure don't have any freedom or justice in the court system. We know that now from the story that led off the first of this hour. And, you know, I know people don't want to believe that there is a conspiracy against the white race, but by golly, there is one. And you can see it not only in America, but you can see it in these other white countries that are being demographically genocided by the very same culprit that keeps their ethnocentric state Israel pure. And it's time for the people to wake up, to wise up. And then what are we going to do? We're going to have to rise up and take this country back, or we're doomed. And it's just that plain and simple. And you know what? Donald Trump's going to have to wake up. But I think he's already woke up. But he's going to have to wise up. But maybe he's already wised up. But then it's going to be time for him to rise up and take this Jewish establishment on head on. That means blood in the streets. Whatever it means, it doesn't matter, because if we don't do it, we're doomed. We're doomed to the same fate as the white couple sentenced to 28 years for displaying a Confederate flag. That's where we're at. We can either face the facts, or we can go back to sleep. And I think there's a lot of people who went back to sleep just because Trump's been elected. I do. I think a lot of people have taken, well, Trump's elected. It's all going to be, we're going to build a wall. He's going to deport the Mexicans. I don't have to, support broadcast. I don't have to support different organizations. I don't even have to listen anymore because we finally, we're winning. We've won. Now, we're a long way from having one, friend. A long, long way from having one. The fight is just getting started. And we need everybody to get involved. Wake up your friends. Wake up your neighbors. And there's so many different things you can do. I mean, you don't all have to do this. There's so many different things we can do, but we've got to organize and be able to do it. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. The website, thealternativemedia.com. Most of the stories that I'm covering are either on the website or in the RSS feeds. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. You know, sometimes when you're kind of a news hound like I am, I like to look at a lot of different news sources every day. And I didn't do such a great job this week posting news to my website. It's just been one of those weeks, and it's been one of those days. My voice is about gone. But I've got to share this one with you, coming in from Fox News. Several churches throughout the Chicago area are planning to show their support for the LGBTQ community by providing ashes mixed with glitter on Ash Wednesday. Yeah, you heard that right. Ash Wednesday, the tradition of marking the sign of the cross with ashes on foreheads, marks the beginning of the Lenten season for Christians. The event falls on March 1st this year, so a couple of days ago, they started putting the glitter ashes on their forehead. Several Chicago area churches this year plan to mix a purple glitter with the ashes to show a sign of support for their LGBTQ community. I think they've added some things like LGBTQ, more, whatever. The Glitter Ash Wednesday initiative was created by the New York faith-based organization Parity. Yeah, you can probably do a little research and find out who's behind it. The organization focuses on the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer communities. And the Q is for queer. I always wonder. Parity's goal is to combine the message of solidarity and support with the traditional symbol of Lent, which is repentance. I think it's really important for the church to respond to the intolerance and culture of fear that is being created, especially toward the LGBTQ people, said April Gutierrez, whatever, Barry United Methodist Church pastor. So April, whatever her last name is, sounds like some kind of Mexican, is the pastor of the Barry United Methodist Church. We want to make sure that the Christian message is one of love and inclusivity. This is why the churches are going empty. This is why people don't go to. That's why the churches are filled with just older people. They've lost the younger generation because they don't stand for anything when they should. They run up the white flag at their earliest convenience. I mean, it just boggles my freaking mind. They will. This church right here will embrace and condone bestiality before it's over. There's nothing. There's no moral absolutes. They will condone, and you know, I've got a list here. I probably won't get to it today of all the businesses that have thrown their support behind allowing boys in the girls' restroom and vice versa. National businesses, big businesses, have wrote letters to the Supreme Court about one of the stories that's coming up. Not stories, but cases. All right, when we come back, we got some Mark Dice that will take phone calls, 1-800-313-9443.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.